This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Health officials in Sweden report its first coronavirus death, while Belgium has recorded its first three deaths. Wednesday, Iran said coronavirus has now killed 354 people among its 9,000 cases. The number of coronavirus cases is closing in on 120,000 worldwide, while the death toll is just over 4,300. Testifying before the U.S. House Oversight Committee, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says developing a vaccine for the coronavirus takes time.
When you've heard me say we would not have a vaccine that would even be ready to start to deploy for a year to a year and a half, that is the time frame. Now, anyone who thinks they're going to go more quickly than that, I believe, will be cutting corners that would be detrimental.
Italy's 62 million people are under strict new rules in this age of coronavirus, with police enforcing measures to keep people in public places a safe distance apart. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has more.
Italy is in the second day of its nationwide lockdown to prevent coronavirus infections. Life has really ground to a halt in many ways. You can go out, you can go shopping, but come nightfall, police are out in force, checking to make sure that bars and restaurants and shops are closed at 6 p.m. sharp. And a lot of people are working from home. The children are home from school. Anyone who can avoid going into offices are doing so.
Norway's armed forces canceled an exercise Wednesday because of concerns over the coronavirus. The exercise was meant to gather 15,000 NATO and allied soldiers in mid-March. It initially had been expected to gather troops from a dozen NATO or partner countries, including the United States, France, Germany, Britain, Belgium, and Sweden. This is VOA News. Wall Street stocks fell further in mid-morning trading Wednesday amid rising evidence the coronavirus outbreak could slow the U.S. economy, posing significant recession risk. A survey showed nearly three-quarters of American firms have suffered supply disruptions due to the virus, while hotel chain Hilton became the latest big company to withdraw its earnings forecast due to the clouded economic forecast. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic presidential caucus in North Dakota, his first victory in a night of losses to frontrunner Joe Biden. Sanders won with 53.3% of the vote to 39.8% for Biden, who earlier cemented a commanding lead in the overall race for the Democratic nomination, with victories in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho. Biden thanked the former candidates who have endorsed him and Sanders, who is still in the race.
Together, we're bringing this party together. That's what we have to do. Tonight, we are a step closer to restoring decency, dignity, and honor to the White House.
A sixth Democratic nomination contest in Washington state is still too close to call. A former ally of Turkey's president launched a new party Wednesday with a call for a fresh approach to the economy and democratic rights. Former Economy Minister Ali Babacan presented his Democracy and Progress Party at a ceremony in the capital of Ankara. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is preparing to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners beginning this week, according to a decree. This after the U.S. agreed last month to begin withdrawing U.S.-led foreign forces as long as the Taliban keeps its commitments. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is getting ready to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners beginning this week. That's according to a decree Ghani signed, which Reuters saw on Tuesday. It requires all released Taliban prisoners to provide, quote, a written guarantee not to return to the battlefield. In exchange, the Taliban has agreed to hand over 1,000 Afghan troops. The United States has already begun its part in withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. In return, the Taliban made pledges to dial down violence, like not cooperating with terrorists that target the U.S.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Russian Parliament's upper chamber has approved a bill containing a constitutional amendment that will allow President Vladimir Putin to run for a fifth presidential term in 2024. The approval came just hours after Parliament's lower chamber approved the bill in its final reading. This raises the possibility Putin could stay in power until 2036 if he wins in 2024 and then gets reelected 6 years later. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.